September 27th, Prince Caboo.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
In the jungles of Liberia, nearing the end of the 19th century, people were always preparing for tribal warfare, or they were recovering from tribal warfare, or they were in the middle of tribal warfare. It was a hard way to live. But 15-year-old Prince Caboo, the son of a Crew tribal chieftain, bore more than his share of the tribal warfare pain. Already, he had been kidnapped and held for ransom. Twice.
Does life seem like it is over? There is still hope. The third time the Grabo tribe defeated the Crew and captured Prince Caboo, they held him for ransom as usual. And as usual, the prince survived at the mercy of the drunken Grabo chief. But this time, no matter how much rice, ivory, or other gifts Caboo's father brought, the Grabo chief refused to free Caboo. Now, after all this fighting, that crazed Grabo chief had plans. He told Caboo the Grabo were going to tie Caboo to a tree and beat him until he passed out. Then they were going to bury his body up to his neck and prop his mouth open with a stick. Next, they would smear honey all over the boy to attract flesh-eating driver ants. And when the ants had had their way, the Grabos would hang Caboo's skeleton as a warning that ransom must be paid. The time came. Warriors bound Caboo to the whipping post with poisonous thorny vines. His captors lashed him over and over and over. His body was shredded, and escape was impossible. Suddenly, a blinding light from above shone on Caboo's mangled body. The Grabo chief screamed in terror. Everyone there heard a voice that seemed to come from above them. The voice said, "Get up, Caboo. Get up and run away." The vines that had held him to the tree fell off, and he burst free. He was bleeding a lot, but his body surged with a new energy. Miraculously strong, Caboo ran. He saw a soft light ahead, and he followed it. That unexplainable light led him through the thick maze of murky jungle to a coffee plantation where he met missionary Anna Knowles. And he stayed, there where he was safe and he could heal. One day, during normal Bible study time, Anna told the story of the light that had blinded the Apostle Paul. "I have seen that light too," Caboo yelled. "When they were whipping me and I was about to die, I heard that voice. Now I know who it was who saved my life. It was Jesus." Stunned, the missionary explained that Jesus died on a cross to pay the ransom for all people. Caboo understood what it meant to be ransomed. One night, he was again surprised by a light. The room grew brighter and brighter until it was filled with glory. The burden of my heart suddenly disappeared. I shouted until everyone in the barracks was awakened. "Praise God! Praise God! I am his son, and he is my father." Romans 8:15 says, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father." For the rest of his short life, Caboo, who was later named Samuel Morris at his baptism, clung to the truth that he was a son of God who loved him. A missionary advised Caboo to go to the United States for education, and that's what he did. Since he had no money, he started off to America on foot. For several nights, he slept on the beach until he could barter his passage for work. He was finally on his way, but the Crew beat him and gave him the dirtiest, most dangerous jobs. But because of standing firm in his faith, by the time they arrived in New York, the captain and most of the Crew had also become Christians. In the United States, Caboo preached the gospel to anyone who would listen. Have you been through some battles? Is there a way to use that to speak into someone else's life? Does life seem like it is over? There is still hope.
Hello, friends. Today is September 27th, and I want to welcome you to our daily challenge. Today, our story was about Prince Kabu. Later, he would be known as Samuel Morris. It's one of those stories when you listen to it or watch it, you think there should be a movie made about a story like this. A young man kidnapped and then bartered for by his family and the tribe that he grew up in, and then kidnapped again and traded, then tied to a whipping post and escaped a whipping post. A bright light shines and he follows the light. He meets a missionary. You just watched the story, so I don't need to retell it. What impressed me with this story and what was a good reminder to me, and I want to issue in the way of a challenge to you, is this. Just like God saw Prince Kabu before he was born, the Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah that before he was formed in his mother's womb, God knew him. God knew him and God had a plan for him, and that plan was executed in Jeremiah's life. That plan was executed in Prince Kabu's life, and God desires for his plan to be executed in our lives. The question is, are we pursuing God radically like Samuel Morris, Prince Kabu did? You know, the transformation that's taken place in our lives has taken place for a reason, not just because one day we'll be in heaven and in eternity with God, but because God wants that marvelous love that he has shown to us to be shared with other people. So my first challenge is, those of you that are in relationship with God, remind yourself of how God met you in that dark place before you knew him and respond in obedience. My second challenge is maybe for those who don't know Christ yet. Maybe you found 365 and you're watching the stories and you're saying, how does this relate to me? God radically pursued Prince Kabu because he loved him. Jesus came to die for all of us, not just one. And I want to challenge you, I want to encourage you to respond to that challenge. God's prompted your heart. Maybe you're feeling it through today's story. Maybe you felt it through another story this week. Maybe this challenge. My challenge to you would be, say yes to Christ and start that journey of an amazing relationship with the God who loves you and the God who created you. God bless you. Have a great day.